Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to talk some Big 12. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12 Conference, and we are glad, as always, you are here as a part of the show. Make sure you are subscribed right now. Hit that like button on the show. We so appreciate you doing that, as always. And boy, do we have a lot to get to today with you. Can't wait to do it. So I want to start off with what is going on with the Big 12. Specifically, what is happening when it comes to the preview magazines that are starting to drop all over the place. I will say this to anybody who will listen. The Big 12 conference is going to be as unpredictable as any conference in this country, and it won't even be close. Do not rip on the preview magazines. Don't do it, okay? And here's why. No one can say with any confidence what this league is going to look like. I will give you a prediction by the time we get to August. I will give you my best educated guess based on, I think, studying this league as much as anybody. But am I going to sit here with incredible confidence on my Big 12 predictions come August? No. So why are we ragging on Phil Steele? I've seen a lot of people ripping on Phil Steele, and Phil Steele's preview magazine dropped this week, and he predicted a three-way tie atop the Big 12. He predicted a three-way tie in the Big 12 between Baylor, Utah, and Iowa State. Now, I've talked about Baylor being a team that I think can win the Big 12. They had a great close to the season after a rocky start. They came on really well in the second half of the year. And they return arguably what will be the best quarterback running back duo in the Big 12 with Sawyer Robertson and Bryson Washington. That's not a big stretch to me. Iowa State, the other team in there, returns a bunch of starters led by quarterback Rocco Becht. I know he's missing some key pieces, but Iowa State's always going to have the defense under John Heacock. They've got some great pieces on that side of the ball, especially in the front seven. They do lose some key pieces in the secondary, but in a wide-open Big 12, they've got as much high-end quality returning as anybody. And then Utah, of course, is the outlier there. But you have to look at Utah and realize that this is a team that at one point was playing a fifth-string quarterback last season. They start off 4-0. We all know what happens when the quarterback goes down. And then another quarterback goes down, and then another quarterback goes down. And it's like they're pulling me out of Kansas City asking me, hey, Pete, can you play quarterback? You got any eligibility left? It's like that's how desperate they were for quarterback play at Utah. And yes, they stumbled throughout the second half of the season. But if they get that position figured out this year, and there's reason to believe that they will, I don't think Utah's going away. If you were to ask me right now, Utah, Oklahoma State, two teams that we all thought would have a great chance last year to win the Big 12, who do I have more confidence in the next 2-3 years, Kyle Whittingham or Mike Gundy, two coaches who are among the longest tenured coaches in college football? Right now, my money on Kyle Whittingham. And it's not close. And I love Mike Gundy. I'm a big Mike Gundy fan. I've been following him for nearly his entire coaching career. I covered him in Oklahoma. But it's not clear to me that Mike Gundy wants to be a part of this new world order in college football. He's done a better job this offseason, but it's a totally different job than it was even 5 years ago. I'll roll with Kyle Whittingham in that scenario of these two. So, yeah, sure, it's a stretch, I guess, but basically, you've got essentially 14 teams in this league out of 16 who are going to sit there and believe that if things break out just right for them, they can win the Big 12. So Phil Steele's not going out on a limb here when he predicts a three-way tie with Baylor, Utah, and Iowa State. Now, when you look at these teams' schedules, I did want to bring that up. They don't all play each other. Utah and Baylor play in November. And if Phil Steele is right, suddenly you've got to circle November 15th on the calendar because Utah is playing in Waco that weekend. And Utah is going to be coming off a bye week. So this is, I know, you know, if Baylor's good, Waco can be a tough place to play. If not, let's be honest, Waco's only tough in September or October when it's like 95 degrees. But if they're good, Waco can be tough that time of year. But Utah will have not left the state of Utah since September 27th when they go play in Waco, Texas on November 15th. That means they'll have been in the state of Utah for a month and a half before they hit the road to play Baylor. They should be well rested. There will be no travel fatigue. They will be 100% going into that game if they're in the mix for a Big 12 title come mid-November. So that game is fascinating from that perspective. Utah will play at West Virginia on September 27th, and then it's a bye week, host Arizona State. Then it's at BYU, obviously staying in the state. They host Colorado. They host Cincinnati. Bye week, travel to Waco. That is a very favorable stretch for Utah when it comes to their schedule. So that game, if we are going to get these two teams atop the Big 12 standings, has that benefits Utah going into it. Meantime, Baylor will also be off a bye, so that negates out. They'll have played UCF at home 2 weeks prior. And they will have not done a lot of traveling either in the month of October, only one trip to Cincinnati. Outside of that, they've got two home games and a road trip right up I-35 to play TCU in mid-October. So both teams should be well rested. And if that's a game that determines who's in the Big 12 championship, sign me up for that. Now, this is a question we just got on YouTube, so let me answer it real quick. Pete, why is it that you say 14 teams feel like they can win the Big 12? Why not all 16? Who are you leaving out? Arizona, Cincy, UCF? Well, my mind immediately went to UCF and Cincinnati. And I'm guessing Cincinnati fans are not going to be happy with me because they're going to say, what about Arizona? Arizona still has a quarterback in Noah Fifita, who this time last year we all thought could be an all Big 12 first team kind of a player. If they get that offensive coordinator figured out with Seth Dagey and they start righting the ship under Brent Brennan, I'm not going to hold anything past Arizona having a major bounce back season. Cincinnati, I just can't figure it out. I don't know what Scott Satterfield has going. I know you got a veteran quarterback. You got a stud on the D-line in Corleone, the Godfather. But I've got to see a lot more to feel like Cincinnati can compete. They beat up early on a bad schedule, and then they collapse late, which is what we all thought was going to happen. Now, as for Phil Steele, here's some of what people were saying when Phil Steele's Big 12 predictions came out, which had Baylor, Utah, and Iowa State at the top. And then he had a three-way tie with Arizona State, Kansas State, and Texas Tech in fourth place. So three-way tie, three-way tie. I saw a lot of people saying, hey, Phil Steele was awful at predicting the Big 12 last year. He had Arizona State finishing 15th. They were at the top of the league. He had Utah finishing first. They were in 13th. He had Oklahoma State in second place. They were in 16th. I can't get on Phil Steele for that. the Big 12 was upside down last year for the most part. Arizona State, BYU, and Colorado, for most people, were picked near the bottom of the Big 12. Maybe you had one of those teams in the top half. Nobody had three of the four teams competing at the top of the Big 12 last year, being Arizona State, BYU, and Colorado. So I'm not going to rag on Phil Steele here. That says more about the Big 12 than it does Phil Steele. His 2024 Big 12 predictions were way off. I don't think we're going to see that kind of a miss by most people that will predict this conference this year. I don't think that's going to happen. But saying like, hey, Phil Steele was off by an average of 6.6 spots per team last year in the Big 12 conference, he would have been better off just guessing. I saw a lot of tweets about that and posts on social media. I think that's unfair to Phil Steele, who's got a pretty damn good track record. Yes, I'm a fan of his magazine. Yes, he will be on the show at some point this summer. We'll get him on. But I'm not going to hold that one against him. If you want to, I suppose that's your prerogative, but it's not based in anything because nobody thought the Big 12 was going to shape out or shape up the way it did last year. No one had that. Thank you, guys. Please do join us here. Like the video on Heartland College Sports and make sure you are subscribed to our podcast. We always appreciate our radio affiliates as well for joining us across the Heartland. If you're on the podcast, drop that 5-star rating and review. Send me a screenshot, because we are sending merch to our best podcast reviews that we get on Apple. And let us know where you're watching from as well. Thank you, guys, and we are glad that you are here. We got Silverton, Ohio in the house. Small town. Go Cincy, says Steve. All right, Steve, good deal. Welcome in, buddy. Appreciate you all being here as I look at some of the towns that you're all watching from today.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, what else did Phil Steele have in his preview magazine in the Big 12? Well, you saw the three-way tie for fourth place, Arizona State, Kansas State, and Texas Tech. Then he had TCU at seventh, followed by BYU also at seventh, Cincinnati in the nine hole with Kansas, followed by Houston, UCF, Colorado, Oklahoma State, Arizona, and West Virginia. West Virginia will be a trendy pick to finish in last place. But if things click just right for the Mountaineers and Rich Rod, who is continuing to add pieces in the portal like as we speak, man, this team is going to be a tough out in Morgantown. And no one's talking about them, and no one's thinking about the Mountaineers. But if they hit it, if Rich Rod gets his kind of guys, hard-nosed, tough SOBs who are overlooked, under-recruited, and play his style of football, and they win in the trenches by toughness, not necessarily by recruiting talent, but by toughness, this team is going to surprise a lot of people this year. And they will not be near the basement of the Big 12. And I admit I'm getting convinced by some people who are on our Heartland College Sports forums, which I would love for you to join here at heartlandcollegesports.com. They're free. Go to the website, sign up. It's a lot of fun talking shop and talking Big 12. The best part to me, too, is, and I'm going to post this on the forums later today, just what you guys read in the offseason. I want to get best offseason books to read. If you're just like a college football junkie, that's what I'm going to post about on the forums when I'm done here with the show. I'd love for you to chime in over there at heartlandcollegesports.com. Click on that forums tab. So you look at this West Virginia team, and we're going to learn a lot about them early when they play Pittsburgh. And then they take on Kansas, and then it's Utah. I mean, they are just right out of the gates. Boom, boom, boom. They don't have a break until mid-October. It's Robert Morris, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Kansas, Utah, BYU. Like, there is a world where West Virginia is just shocking the college football world come mid-October. And everyone's like, Rich Rod, he's back in the saddle. This is one of the stories of the year in college football. Look at this team. They're gritty. They're old school. They're tough. They're running the ball like crazy. I mean, this is what old school, hard-hitting college football is all about. That world does exist. I'm not going to say it's likely, but it does exist. And that's why, as much as you're probably going to see a lot of people put the Mountaineers at the bottom of the Big 12 standings, be careful what you wish for, okay? I expect myself, come August, to put UCF down at the bottom because I just think there's a ton of work to do there for Scott Frost as he rebuilds that program. And I think the toughness alone is going to allow West Virginia to surprise some people in year one under Rich Rodriguez. Arizona at the bottom is going to be trendy as well. Same thing for Oklahoma State. And I'll tell you what, if Oklahoma State does have as bad a season as some people are predicting right now, it won't be fair necessarily, but people are going to want to run Mike Gundy out of Stillwater because of how bad last year was. And last year wasn't just ugly, it was beyond ugly because of how they lost some of these games and the blowouts, the Colorado game on Black Friday. It was atrocious. It's not like they lost a bunch of close games, right? Utah lost a lot of close games. Oklahoma State was getting smoked every week. No one looked like they cared on that team. And that is burnt into the minds of a lot of Oklahoma State fans, and it should be. And if they get out of the gate slow And this is looking like another year where Mike Gundy just doesn't have it. There are a lot of loud voices that are going to come out in Stillwater and say, does Mike Gundy know how to coach in this transfer portal era? They have to deal with Oregon in week two. And if that's a bloodbath, well, that conversation's going to pick up. The worst thing, though, is that they've got a bye week after the Oregon game. So they're going to have 2 weeks if they get smoked in Oregon to talk about that game. Now, on the other hand, if they shock the world, even if it's competitive on the road, it'll be 2 weeks of much more positive conversation for Mike Gundy. But that Oregon game, depending on how it plays out, will go a long way into determining how the conversation around Mike Gundy looks in the first half of the season. And their Big 12 schedule starts off actually pretty soft, which could help Mike Gundy here by Big 12 standards. They host Baylor for their first Big 12 game. They go to Arizona. They host Houston. They host Cincinnati. They could very well be favored in two, if not three, of those games. So if they start off in Big 12 play 3-1, even though the back end is a bit tougher, there's going to be a lot of people backing off Mike Gundy. And that's the thing that as we get closer to the season, we'll be looking at here in the Big 12, and that is that strength of schedule matters. The Oklahoma State schedule, when you've got 16 teams in your conference, this is why the SEC has to play nine games. The SEC has to play nine games because now with conferences going 16 deep, it's not enough to say we play in the SEC. If you get an easy draw in the SEC, you can't argue that that schedule is tougher than a Big 12 or an ACC or even a Big 10 schedule. You can't make the argument anymore because these schedules are so dependent on who you get in your own conference. If you get an easier draw in the SEC and you get a harder draw in the Big 12, that Big 12 schedule can be more difficult. Now, of course, it won't be in the ESPN FPI because of how they calculate this nonsense and they stack it in favor of the SEC. But you can just eyeball some of this stuff and say, I know the SEC is screaming about, oh, we don't want to play nine conference games because it's the big bad SEC. If you get an easy SEC schedule, well, guess what? Your schedule may be easier than a nine-game Big 12 schedule. There is no doubt about it. So that argument has got to fall by the wayside. And the more often that we can point that out, and we will here at Heartland College Sports, well, the rest of college football media better follow along because those are the facts, all right? And as Bracket Cat notes, from your lips to Greg Sankey's ears. Yeah, I don't have Greg Sankey's ear. I know this is going to shock some of you, but I do not have Greg Sankey's ear. If I had Greg Sankey's ear, after I twisted it, I would give him an earful about some of the things that we have been obviously talking about for weeks on this show at Heartland College Sports. Now, also for Phil Steele, when I look at what came out of his preseason Big 12 forecast for 2025, the love was not there like I thought it might be for Kansas State, Arizona State, and Texas Tech. If you told me that somebody was going to have a three-way tie in the Big 12, like Phil Steele does, and none of the teams would include Arizona State, Kansas State, or Texas Tech, I would have said, wow, that's surprising to me. What happened? How does that work? Well, he's just got a much better feel for Baylor, Utah, and Iowa State. And I don't mind him picking those three, but you're not going to see many people, if they put their top three teams in the Big 12, all leaving out Arizona State, Kansas State, and Texas Tech. You're just not going to see that, right? But what's interesting here is Phil Steele has Avery Johnson as his second team all-Big 12 quarterback. If Avery Johnson is the second best quarterback in the Big 12 this year, then Kansas State is going to be playing for a Big 12 championship. Avery Johnson started last year as his first year as a starter, and he was fine for a first-year starter. He wasn't great. I think some of the expectations might have been a bit high for a guy in his first year. He had the standard first-year starter highs and lows. But if he develops into being a second-team all-Big 12 quarterback, then K-State, I believe, is going to be playing for a Big 12 championship. Because that's what his play at that level will mean for this Kansas State football program. So that's where I saw Phil Steele's all-Big 12 teams, and I said, well, if he's right about how good Avery Johnson's going to be, I don't see how they cannot be in a Big 12 championship come the end of the year. But what's tricky here for Kansas State is they've got this game in Ireland against Iowa State early with Avery Johnson, second-year starter, first game of year two, halfway around the world, early or mid-August. I mean, that is a tough spot for Avery Johnson to be in. And I know it's going to be great when I sit down on August 23rd at 11 a.m. Central and we're watching Big 12 football. But when it's done, I'm going to hate it. Like, you know what I mean? I'll be happy sitting down to watch it. But the minute it's over, I'll be like, that game should have been in November. This sucks. That's what I'll say. So having that game early is tough. And then if you're Kansas State, you've got this weird game against Arizona on September 12th. That's not a Big 12 game that counts against the standings. They've got 9 Big 12 games, but the Arizona game doesn't count against the conference standings because that home-and-home was scheduled years ago, and they just left it as a non-con. Then they start Big 12 play again in late September with UCF on the road at Baylor, home to TCU, Sunflower Showdown against Kansas, home to Texas Tech. Like, that right there, outside of UCF, that is a brutal stretch. They'll have played at that point 6 out of 8 games against Big 12 teams, and 4 of those 6 are going to be against teams who should be competing in the Big 12. The 2 that won't be, my projection would be UCF and Arizona. So that's what makes this a very difficult spot for Kansas State. They end up with one of the tougher schedules in the Big 12, and that has to be noted as well when you look at what Kansas State can potentially do this fall that, you know, other teams want to do, want to achieve, want to get to that level, but the schedule is going to play a big role. Pete, do you expect Sam Leavitt to be the same level of player, the Arizona State quarterback? I do. And part of the reason I do is because he's got the right offensive line. He's got what some believe to be a top 15 pick in the NFL draft at wide receiver in Tyson. And you talk to Arizona State folks, and we have a lot of them on the forums, and they believe big time in the running backs that Kenny Dillingham has. I know we're all like, oh, Cam Scataboo's gone. What are they going to do? They got weapons back there. And we'll be talking more about those guys as we get closer and closer to the season. Pete, any single team in this league is screwed if their starting quarterback goes down. Yeah, no doubt about it. You're right. That is true. Any team that wants to compete in the Big 12 is in for a rude awakening if their starter goes down. That's true for this entire league. I'm with you there. Thank you guys for being here. Our merch shop is open. We'll link to that as well. And we would love to see you on the free forums. Leave us that 5-star rating and review if you could. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel and send me an email, screenshot of your rating and review to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. We will get you hooked up if you have the best review of the week with some free Heartland merch. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, and go Big 12.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.